music, news, public affairs, and cultural programming possible. You make WERU the important grassroots community resource that it is, and you made this pledge drive a success. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Support for WERU comes from Bay Chamber Concerts, presenting Music Among Friends at the Rockport Opera House on June 23rd, 236-2823 or baychamberconcerts.org.
And it's a few seconds before 4 o'clock. This is Community Radio, WERU-FM, 89.9 Blue Hill, 99.9 Bangor, and streaming worldwide at weru.org. Stay tuned for the Community Soapbox.
And good afternoon and welcome to the WERU Community Soapbox for Tuesday, May 29th, 2012. I'm your host, Amy Brown, here with Joel Mann in the studio, and the WERU Soapbox stars you. So, the way it works, if you haven't heard the soapbox before, is you call in, you decide what we're going to talk about, and you take this next 30 minutes as an open mic style call-in show to talk with your neighbors about news that you want to share, opinions, information, announcements that you want to make. You can ask the fellow listeners a question if you want. It's up to you. It's an open mic style call-in show. The number is 1-866-625-9378. Again, it's 1-866-625-9378. You can also call locally at 469-0500. We have two phone lines into the studio, and we usually have both phone lines open at the early part of the program like we do now, so it's a good time to call. Later on, you may get a busy signal, so if you don't get through right away, try again, keep calling back. We will end at 4:30, and we almost always have someone who's trying to get through at the last minute who waited until the very last minute and doesn't get on. So don't do that. Be the person to call and break the ice, and you'll probably get a little more time. Each caller gets about 3 to 5 minutes to talk about whatever's on their mind. And I'll read from the community calendar, if I had the community calendar in here, hint, hint, and make announcements about events that are coming up to fill time. Thanks. Someone heard my plea. And we can do that for the part of the time. Thank you, Joel. But it's really not the best use of airtime. So there are issues going on out there in our community, however you define that, locally, nationally, internationally. And you probably have opinions about them. You may even have information about them that you feel like people aren't aware of. This is time that's dedicated to letting you, the listeners, determine the topics of discussion. Again, the number's 1-866-625-9378. It's an open mic style call-in show, the WERU Community Soapbox. There's no set topic. There are no guests in the studio. And if we don't get calls, I read the community calendar. So give us a call. And we have both phone lines open. And I'm going to go ahead and start reading events that are coming up, but I'll stop if somebody calls in. And looking ahead, because we've still got some of Monday's events in here, to some things that are happening tomorrow. In Bangor, there'll be a class called My Money Works, Tools for Smart Money Choices. It's a 5-session class exploring attitudes and beliefs about money and building money management confidence. One follow-up session will also be scheduled a month after the class ends. The class will be held at Women, Work, and Community in Bangor on Mondays and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to noon, starting Wednesday, May 30th, that's tomorrow, and ending on June 13th, 2012. Registration is required. Space is limited. And I'm not going to give out phone numbers for these things. You can go to our community calendar at weru.org and read them online if you want more information. I'm going to go ahead and stop there for now. We do have a caller. Go ahead. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? The soapbox is yours.
Good evening, dear. This is Trent from Trenton again.
Hey, Trent.
I'm just wondering, any of the listeners out there, seeing it's been such a lovely, thunderstormy, drizzly day, I have any thoughts in their minds about the old show y'all had for the longest time, Talking Furniture?
But thoughts about it, how so? What do you mean?
Well, just missing it, and his occasional words of wisdom about life's trials and tribulations, and just trying to think of something nice where it's been a drizzly day.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Trent. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just want everybody to smile. You all have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Talking Furniture, hosted by, he used to go by Rosh Chicopee on the radio, and Dave Peach, who's no longer with us, but was a longstanding fixture here at WERU in the early years up until just a few years ago. So it's a WERU Community Soapbox. You're welcome to call and share Talking Furniture memories if you want, or anything else that you'd like to talk about at 1-866-625-9378. And it's a pretty simple process. We ended last week's soapbox with someone saying that they would like to hear from more women callers and encouraging women to call in. It's a pretty easy thing to do. If you're a first-time caller, it's a fairly easy process, and we don't screen or interrogate you about what you're going to talk about before we put you on the air. It's a friendly process. It's a casual atmosphere. It's respectful. It's not like some places where it's a screaming match kind of talk radio program. Instead, we're going to just let you have your airtime to talk about whatever you'd like to say and give you about 3 to 5 minutes. We'll let you know if someone's waiting after you, if you're getting ready to run out of time. And if no one's waiting behind you and you want to keep talking, we'll just let you go. The number is 1-866-625-9378. Joel Mann will answer your call, make sure that it's not a wrong number or a telemarketer or something, and patch you through, and you'll be on the soapbox. But until then, I'm going to be on the soapbox reading the community calendar. Coming up also tomorrow, Wednesday, from 3 to 6 o'clock in Ellsworth, there'll be a community meal. Ellsworth area residents are invited for a weekly free community meal called the Welcome Table every Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. The supper takes place at the First Congregational Church of Ellsworth at number 2 Church Street, and home-cooked healthy food and community fellowship will be on the menu. We have a caller, so I'll leave that there. Go ahead, caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. This is Yo in Tremont.
Hey, Yo.
I thought, seeing as how Talking Furniture had been brought up, that I would share a few lines I penned about Davey. Dave, Ross, Chickpea, Bisbee, Radio, Jones, Pischt, had a stint on radio in Brockton, Mass. As a youth, at one time announcing solemnly, "Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem," as he queued up the extraordinary rendition of that very challenging tune by Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock, chagrining the station manager, to whom Davy stoically replied, "It says Star Spangled Banner right on the label." After Noel Paul gave WERU-FM Community Radio its start at the Hen House, Davy was a natural. He immediately became WERU's most talented and interesting radio host, and also a paragon of radio righteousness. He never used his position at the mic to beat his own drum, so to speak, much to the dismay of the other Rio Bisbee band members. However, he did find the band several spots on Mike Overton's Complete Control for live in the studio radio fundraising broadcast sessions, and adopted our The Creep as his theme music for his show. Though initially we felt alone, crammed with Mike into the tiny studio, it was a fascinating process to have listeners join us to pledge from their living rooms up to 100 miles away. That was awesome. In our maturity, like many people, the Bisbees focused on fewer interests. That included community radio. I supported Davey during bouts of inter-office politics, and he supported me by being my radio voice. I learned early my voice, when amplified, can join the irritation of strident screed with nerve-jangling quality of nails on a blackboard. So I spoke through Davey. We would sit around his house burning one down and expounding about everything under the sun. Eyes wild, shoulders hunched, he emphasized points with stabbing fingers and fervent declamations. Then he would repeat our words for everyone's benefit over the air on his next broadcast. It was a special treat for me to hear myself in his voice on Talking Furniture. when his slot was moved from Sunday nights, I rearranged my calendar to be near a radio on Friday afternoons as often as I possibly could. Though we discussed many controversial subjects, and he did not always agree with me, in 30 years he never told me to go blow. And in speaking the words of the subgenius over the air, he never said, never. Maybe that is a fitting epitaph for Davy. He never said, To me, Davy was the most loyal of friends. For 30 years, through thick and thin, he was always there for me. Indefatigable lion that he was. He didn't pander to me, but always welcomed me. Always made room at his table and his schedule. A few weeks ago, this is years now, he played a record I brought back for his show from Bahamas. It was Funk Gang at Freddie's Place doing I Never Got to See Bob Marley, a soca reggae blend about putting things off until it is too late. I wanted to call him up to thank him for playing it because I think it's a cool number. But I didn't have a phone at the time, and I thought, well, I'll thank him in person next time I see him. But since that day, I never got to see Ross Bisbee. Thank you, Davey, for being my voice, my crew, my family, my friend. I love you, man. Thank you for putting on Soapbox, and thank you to everyone for supporting community radio.
Thanks, Joe. And this is the WERU Community Soapbox. We have both phone lines open, and if you're just joining us, it's an open mic style call-in show. The first caller, couple callers have been paying tribute to Talking Furniture, a program that is it's been a few years, actually, since Dave Pesch passed away, one of the early programmers here at the station who did a couple of very popular, really well-done shows, and we all miss him a lot. And apropos to just being inspired today by him, Trent raised that topic, and you're welcome to weigh in on that if you want, but that does not have to be what you talk about. If you'd like to call in and talk about something else, you're welcome to do so. The Soapbox is an open mic style call-in show, and we encourage people to call in and talk about news that's happening in your community. This is a great time to become a citizen journalist. If you've ever complained that the news isn't reporting what it should be reporting, or that there are things that you know about that they seem to ignore, take advantage of the Soapbox and call in and report on them yourself. And if you have an event that's coming up, you are welcome to call in and talk about that event. You can pose a question to your fellow listeners, and we've had that done both for practical information and sort of rhetorical questions to change the subject. 1-866-625-9378. We have a caller waiting. Go ahead. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Oh, hi, this is Petra calling from Belfast.
Hi, Petra.
How are you doing, Amy?
Good. How are you?
Okay. A couple of things. One is I just wanted to mention, well, first of all, Cynthia Swan did a wonderful show this morning, the Healthy Options special. I hope people got a chance to hear it, and if they didn't, they can go to the archives, in which she interviewed Stephen Boner, who's talking about alternative treatments for Lyme disease and such. I just want to also point out that next Wednesday, Rhonda Feynman will be doing a Healthy Options program 10 to 11 in the morning with Dr. Beatrice Santier and also Constance Happy Dickey. And she'll be talking about Lyme disease as well because it's unfortunately a big thing and it needs to have attention paid to it. So, again, that'll be next Wednesday from 10 to 11 at your community radio station, WERU. So that public service announcement aside, I wanted to just bring up something that is near and dear to many of us at community radio, and that is the demise of the Walker Church in Minneapolis. And that is, of course, the original home of KFAI Minneapolis, the community station that I was at for many years. And it was destroyed by what they think is lightning. There's some reports that it may have been arson, but we don't want to spread rumors, although it would be tragic if... It's tragic either way, let's put it that way, but they were the home of, more recently, of Occupy Minneapolis and of the of Rainbow Coalitions and all kinds of progressive sorts of things. And way back when, it gave KFAI, Fresh Air Radio, a home. and brought many people into community radio, just like WERU is doing and has been doing. And I kind of consider it, it started a few years before WERU, and it's really where many of us learned about community radio from the Midwest. And Jay Peterson, I believe, I mean, he also worked with KFAI. I don't know if he was back at the Walker Church days, because they did move their studio after that. But it was quite profound. And it's just, and I also remember it was a home to for a time during the years of persecution in Guatemala. There was a woman who was living in the basement there for sanctuary, escaping persecution. That was the kind of thing that the Walker Church did. So I just needed to kind of express that. And
that just happened last night, Petra?
Yeah. Two nights ago? Okay, yeah. Right, and we got the phone calls from all our friends in Minneapolis.
Sunday night, okay.
During a big lightning storm. So you know, we don't know if it was lightning or if that was a cover for something else. Because unfortunately, there are places that are being targeted all over that are doing really progressive, wonderful work that other people who don't understand it and don't believe in those kinds of issues of diversity and stuff like that that they're trying to destroy. So I don't want to spread a rumor. I'm just saying that that is that they haven't ascertained how it happened. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to reiterate, it's a tragedy either way. They no longer have the broadcast out of there. Fresh Air has moved, but again, there's so much involved with. Well, you know what it is, Amy. I mean, and all our listeners know what it is to keep a community radio station going. And, to have the roots of something destroyed like that. I mean, luckily it's still going on and they're going strong. And that's it. I just basically wanted to express my public condolences, in a sense. So I'll hang up and hopefully other people can call in about other really interesting things, because we always learn so much from the soapbox and from WERU generally.
Great.
So
thank you so much for your call, Petra.
Okay, take care. Bye.
And again, that Healthy Options show will be on next week, 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. I believe that's next week's program. She was just mentioning about the Lyme disease. And I'm sure they'll call me back and correct me if that's wrong. And the number here is 1-866-625-9378. It's the WERU Community Soapbox, an open mic style call-in show where we take the big risk, leap of faith every week that you all have a half an hour worth of things that you would like to say about things happening in the community, about news, information, events, opinions. And we leave this airtime open so that you can call in and do that. We're going to end at 4:28. So if you haven't had a chance to call by then, if you don't call until then and you don't get through, we will have another soapbox next week. But if you call earlier in the program, you're much more likely to not only get through, but actually be able to take a little bit longer to talk about whatever's on your mind. Normally, we limit callers to 3 to 5 minutes. If someone's waiting, we'll alert you if you're going over the time and there's someone waiting behind you. We have both phone lines opened up now. The number's 1-866-625-9378. And moving back to the community calendar for events that are happening on Wednesday, May 30th, 2012. In Northeast Harbor tomorrow, the Northeast Harbor Library is hosting a talk, 500 Miles in 30 Days by Michael Anderson. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Local chef and musician Michael Anderson completed a 500-mile walk in 30 days across northern Spain in October of 2011. He walked the Camino de Santiago, the ancient pilgrimage route from Pamplona to the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela, which our Spanish-speaking office manager made sure to put all those words in here. That'll be taking place tomorrow night at Northeast Harbor at 7 p.m. at the library. And we have callers now, so I'm going to go ahead and take a call. Go ahead, caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? And the soapbox is yours.
Hi, I'm Mariah from Liberty.
Hi, Mariah. Do you have your radio on?
No.
Okay, I guess that's on this end.
Okay. I just wanted to appreciate Petra's comments. I heard that program this morning, and it was really good. If people have any interest in Lyme, I really encourage people to give a listen to that. And I'm calling about Heart Song, which is a group of people in the Belfast area who sing songs of comfort for people who are terminally ill, their families and caregivers or any others connected to them who want to receive that gift of music. We've been going 5 years, and we've sung at various hospice events. We've sung in hospitals and at hospice units and in homes and nursing homes. And there are no charges. We're all volunteer, and we do it because it's a kind of opportunity for us to be with people before they pass, sometimes immediately before they pass, even hours, and other times it's months or even a year or more before they pass. And it's a very rewarding experience. The music is very beautiful, a wide range of music, from hymns to lullabies to songs in foreign languages that help to kind of just wash beautiful harmonies over the body and bring relaxation and comfort. So if people are interested in getting any more information about us, and there is also a group in Blue Hill, and there's one near Rockland as well, if you go to the website, which is heartsongmaine, all one word, .org, heartsongmaine.org, and you'll get the information about us, and then on the resources page, it tells about other such singing groups in Maine. So just wanted to get the word out and really appreciate this forum. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your call, Mariah. We have another caller waiting, and one phone line has just opened up here on the soapbox. The number is 1-866-625-9378. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Hey.
How are
What's
you?
Your first name? Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm Sonny from Penobscot.
Hey, Sonny.
Yeah. I'm almost a regular.
Yeah, I know. I should have recognized your voice.
Yes. I don't know. I didn't know it was that distinctive. But, I would just like to know what the situation is with the tank in Searsport. You know, the LPG tank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to know what that is, and I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm only, like, maybe 3 miles away on the other side of the river. And that scares the hell out of me because I was 9 miles away from a tank that was about half the size that this one is proposed to be, and it leveled everything. It burnt the paint right completely off my boat on one side. And I'm just concerned about what the status is.
Well, maybe we'll have a caller who'll call in about that. We do have a recent news program on our archives, an interview that I did maybe 2 weeks ago, and I think that's the most recent news program that we've had on it. If you go to weru.org and go to the archives, you can catch an interview with Tom Gosey that gave an update on the status now. But if anyone's listening and wants to call in and give an update on that, you can do that as well. We've got about 5 minutes left to the program, so.
Okay. We'll extend it.
I don't think today would be a great day to justify okay. even thinking about doing something like that.
Well,
but
thank you very much.
Thanks, Sonny. We would not preempt Free Speech Radio News to continue. But if you want to give a call now, it'd be great to hear from anyone who had anything to add to that. The number's 1-866-625-9378. It's the WERU Community Soapbox. We go until about 4:28, so you've got time for probably one or two more calls. And if you've been thinking about whether or not you're going to do it, just take the plunge and do it. It's easy. 1-866-625-9378. Moving on, in the Wednesday, May 30th, community calendar. In Winter Harbor, John Graman presents Kindred Spirits, Landscaping, Painting, and America's National Parks at the Skudik Education and Research Center in Winter Harbor tomorrow at 7 p.m. His presentation tells the story of how Thomas Cole and other painters of the Hudson River School pioneered cultural conversations that shaped our views of America and its landscape, including areas destined to become America's great national parks. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the Skudik Education and Research Center in Winter Harbor. And we have a caller. Go ahead, caller. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Carol. I'm calling from Orrinville.
Hi, Carol.
And what I'm calling about is to just put out there another reminder about the public informational meeting about the East-West Corridor Plan. It's going to be this Thursday, the 31st, at Foxcroft Academy in Dover Foxcroft from 6 to 9. There's also going to be a rally from 4 to 6 p.m. Senator Doug Thomas and Peter Vigue will be there. So come with your questions. This is urgent. This will completely change the state of Maine if this ever happens. It's anything I've read about it, any information I have on it, is not in anyone's best interest other than the politicians and the corporations. So, and I think it's urgent that the more people come, the better. I can't urge it enough.
That's Thursday night from 7 to 9 o'clock at...
From 6 to 9.
6 to 9 at Foxcroft Academy?
In Dover, Foxcroft, yes. And also... several weeks ago, there was a fella, don't recall his name or where he was from, but it was in regards to this presidential election that's coming up this fall, which basically, in my opinion, is a farce, the whole system. But nonetheless, as futile as it may seem, I think people need to look at other people that are running besides the mainstream people that they show on the news and say who have got the delegates and blah, blah, blah. Myself, personally, I have taken a strong interest in Ron Paul, and from what I understand, he is still running. He's just not putting any money into it. He still has a method of obtaining delegates, which he is being successful out of, but it's not, you know, spoken of in mainstream media. So, and this fella, he said, well, you know, we can't vote for Mitt Romney because that would mean that would be worse, so we have to vote for Obama. But that's part of the problem. People think you got to pick Tweedledum or Tweedledee, and if more people would vote for other candidates that don't make the big mainstream, that's a step in the right direction, not necessarily that they... we'll make it, but not to just give in to the usual pattern here. I think it's time to people to wake up and take a stand and take some steps to try to change things. You know, it may not happen in our lifetime, but at least a direction for a better future for our children or our grandchildren. You know, because this cannot continue, in my opinion. And I do appreciate your show and ERU completely. So thank you for everything.
Thank you for your call, Carol. And we're out of time for today's edition of the WERU Community Soapbox. Join us every Tuesday from 4 to 4:30 here on your community radio station, WERU-FM. I'm Amy Brown with Joel Mann. Thanks for listening.